session number 20390, Reel 2.
Session number 50. Mr. Karupai, Reel 2. Yes?
While I was studying in the Japanese school, I felt sick. I suffered from chickenpox. So immediately I went and joined myself without informing my father. From there I phoned up to my father, saying that I am suffering from chickenpox, so I am in the hospital. So I was admitted in the second class ward. Most of the doctors were local doctors, except the chief, he was a Japanese. So at that time I could speak a few Japanese words only. I was not so expert as now. So whenever the local doctors used to come and see me, they used to give me special treatment. Because when I could speak Japanese, they thought that I might go and report to the Japanese. The local doctor was terribly afraid of the chief. And whenever the chief doctor, Japanese doctor, used to visit the ward, he used to come and see me first. He used to ask me, how do you feel? Ikaga desu ka? Genki desu ka? Genki desu. Kyou wa yoku tabemashita ka? Hai, tabemashita. That was the meaning. How do you do? How do you feel? How do you find? Have you taken your food? Did they give you proper medicine? He used to ask me in Japanese. So at that time I was able to reply to him in Japanese itself. So he was surprised. And the other patients, my co-patients also were surprised. The doctors were also surprised. They gave me special treatment, fearing for the chief doctor.
But then what was your relationship with the non-Indians? Did you feel that they were looking at you with a very special type of attitude?
You see, for knowing Japanese only, they gave me special treatment. Other than that, they treat me equally with the other patients. They thought that I may report to the Japanese doctor, but they treated me in a special manner, that's all else.
Could that be something to do with the Japanese generally treated Indians better than the Chinese at that time?
No. Not in that sense. Definitely not. Because being I could speak Japanese, I treated on that basis.
You thought so?
Definitely not.
And after after you were cured in the hospital, what happened to you?
They discharged me, I went home.
And how did you know about Chandra Bose rally at Padang?
Oh, it was a grand meeting. The boss was most of the Indians were at the Padang, and while we were addressing us, there was a heavy rain, and some people brought an umbrella to put on his head. He said, "You immediately throw it off the umbrella." It's also raining. You are standing in the rain, and the people also were in the rain. They did not move even an inch. And we were there until he completed the speech. It was really a long speech. If I'm not mistaken, 2 or 3 hour speech. It was really a magnetic speech. And he was also All India Congress president. He even competed with Gandhi. Gandhi was supposed to be the Indian number one Indian leader. Even Gandhi lost to him, in the election when he was opposed. Finally, Gandhi joined with the other colleagues, and he was against him, so he was forced to resign. But he competed, he won the election. Such a dynamic person, he was the ICS man. He became fourth when he was studying in England, the whole of England. But he was a man of feeling and action, like Lee Kuan Yew, definitely.
What is ICS, you said?
Indian Civil Service. During British Raid in India, it was considered to be the highest education. Once a man passes his ICS, he will be immediately appointed to the post in India, and as a collector or administrative post. And immediately he was given the salary also. At that time in India, it was considered to be the highest post in India. ICS means Indian Civil Service Course. Toughest exam. Only brilliant heads could get through that exam. Even Nehru was only a Bharat law. Subhash Chandra Bose was an ICS man. He became fourth on that year, in the whole school. And we were Commonwealth countries.
But I thought you were not that interested in politics, so why did you go to the rally?
At that time, you can see, I had been studying about Bose before doing in papers. Interested in Bose only. When he came to Singapore and when I saw in the papers he was going to address, then immediately I was interested in politics.
From the day
he arrived.
What do you mean from the day he arrived?
You know, he arrived in Singapore. After arriving in Singapore, he immediately went to Tokyo for discussion. From there, his speech was broadcasted. From the day he arrived means he arrived by submarine from Germany. If I'm not mistaken, he landed somewhere in Penang. It was not announced to the public. From Penang, they took him to Tokyo to discuss with the high-level leaders in Japan. So from there, when he broadcasted, I was interested in him.
From Tokyo, he broadcasted?
To Southeast Asia.
Which means you listened to the radio?
Radio.
Was that the first time you knew about Chandra Bose?
Prior to that, I knew about him through papers to some extent.
So what was your first reaction to his speech broadcasted from Tokyo?
Immediately I was interested in him. It was a dynamic speech. It was really the first speech which I never heard in my life. Like magnetic power, his speech.
What did he talk about?
He was talking about India's independence, about the British rule in India's independence rule.
Was that the first time that you pay attention to the Indian independence problem?
Yes.
Or the issues about
Indian
independence?
From the day I heard his speech, I was interested in that Indian independence. Prior to that, I was interested in my studies only. Because I was young, you know.
So, tell us something about the rally.
It was the rally was overcrowded. There was no place to sit down. At this, if I'm not mistaken, most of the Indians in Singapore were at the rally to hear his speech. It was really a dynamic speech. Almost, if I'm not mistaken, those who were at the rally, I think 90% might have decided to join the Indian independence movement in that. And at that time we had, Jansrani regiment for females, Balak Sena for small boys, and Indian National Army for adults. He was, I suppose, to be a very good orator.
What about his personality on the stage?
Oh,
how did you...
Really magnificent, his personality. And see, he will change his dress according to the time and place and dress. When he wanted to address soldiers, he will wear a military dress. Civilian dress. For ordinary, dhoti. Dhoti means, I'm sure you might have seen, like dhoti. He will change his dress according to the time and people.
What did he dress at the rally?
If I am not mistaken, on that day he was wearing a civilian dress. Because it was the first meeting, he had just a civilian dress.
What time did it start?
It was in the evening. If I'm not mistaken, around 4 o'clock or something.
Did your father go?
No, he didn't go.
Why?
He was not feeling well, so he was resting at home. I myself went to Father.
Has he got any objection?
He didn't know. He didn't know, he didn't object. But most of the Indians were at the rally on that day in Singapore. Even many Indians came from Malaysia to hear the speech on that day. The whole, if I'm not mistaken, the whole Padang was full, you know.
How did people react to his speech?
Whenever these common people here, immediately they decided to join the INA. They wanted to follow him, whatever it is. And people, you know, whatever property they had, they went and gave it to the Independence League and joined the INA as a soldier.
They...
Civilians.
Gave...
Whatever they had in possession.
You mean there was a raising fund things?
Yes, to buy the arms from Japanese. We didn't want the arms free from Japanese, you know. He wanted to pay everything. Whatever we got from Japanese, we wanted to pay in money. There were donations everywhere, all over Southeast Asia.
But then at Padang, was there a donation?
No. On that day it was not. Only the first meeting. There was not. Later on.
Could you describe the mass at the rally? What was the atmosphere like?
Atmosphere, you know, there was an applause. Really, there was an applause. I mean, there were clappings. Oh, fantastic, I should say. I've never seen a rally like that before. I've never heard also. People were babbling and they were fantastic. And they all shouted, "We are after you. We are prepared to sacrifice everything. We are ready to follow according to instructions. We are prepared to die even now for the cause of Indians." They shouted back. He was so pleased. He shed tears also the last moment, seeing the emotional of the Indians there. It was really a grand meeting. I have seen Nehru when he was here in 1937. If I'm not mistaken, Lee Kuan Yew might have also seen that. He was also a small boy. And the rally was at Farrer Park, Race Course Road. But at that time, Indira Gandhi was also following her father. She was very small, now the Prime Minister of India. And that meeting was just an ordinary Jal meeting only. It was not so grand as this one. People were emotional. And I'm sure our Prime Minister might have seen that meeting. He might have been very young at that time also. I was also here when Nehru came here first, 1937.
Why did you go to
just to hear his speech, that's all. And now the Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi, was also with her father, by the side of her father. She was very small.
So after the rally, what did you do?
Myself, immediately I have decided to join the movement. And after that, he formed the government, Azad Hind Fauj. The government was proclaimed at the Cathay building. And immediately they started recruiting civilians for the army, various centers. And then we had one office at Pras Pasar Road. You know, now they have demolished before the bookstores there. And by the side of St. Joseph Institution playground. So I went in, myself and my friend named Gandhinathan, applied for to join the INA as an instructor's course at ASA, to be trained at ASA school at Gilstead Road. So they were overwhelming, too crowded. So yeah. We're seeing the crowd.
Too crowded at where?
At the Abras Basa Road. They were not able to control. Thousands were to join ASA school.
The so, next day after the rally or?
No, next day after some time. After the formation of the ASA provisional government. Not next day. If I'm not mistaken, few weeks later. And in Abras Basa Road, we went there and we wanted to enroll ourselves, and there were overwhelming response. They were not able to control the crowd, so they held the exact general questions were given to us. So we all sat for the exam, and my friend scored the highest mark for the whole group, and myself was the second. So we were selected and sent to for the training.
ASA school. Where was the exam?
At ASA, in Abras Basa Road itself, in the public hall. In Abras Basa Road, there was a big building there, Independence League building.
Independent League building?
At that time, it was called Independence League.
The IIL?
Indian Independence League. You have got the letters here, you know, you can see there.
What was the exams about?
General knowledge, general questions. Exam, general questions only, on general knowledge.
Did you have to be test on your Japanese language?
No, at that time, no. No, that was later.
How many of you went for the exam? You and a friend?
There are thousands, you know, applied for it.
I know, but you and your
friend. My friend, Gandhinathan, he's now in KL.
So two of you.
He was my colleague, he was my schoolmate in City High School. That boy was a brilliant boy, you know. We had three divisions, A, B, C. He used to become first for the whole, all the terms first. He was
All
the terms first boy. And now he has he has retired. Now he's practicing on his own. He's the one, and the photo is here. The small album, you know, with his family. Still, we have got close contacts with him. And all through, we were together. From the school up to India. And in Japan. And in concentration camp, Hong Kong jail, prisoner of war. And Calcutta also, we were there for some time. And after that only, we disbanded. We separated each other.
Did you discuss this matter with your father?
Regarding?
The joining the INA.
Yeah, I asked his permission. He was totally against it. He said, I'm not feeling well. You have to help me. So he asked me not to join. I told him now it's time for me to serve for the country, and I must do my duty to gain the India's independence. I'm sorry now. Until now it's okay, I've helped you. But hereafter, no one on this earth can stop me to join INA to fight for the independence. We cannot be slaves forever, I told him. So he was deadly against it.
What about your other relatives?
Relatives, they were not much bothered. They did not discourage me. They kept quiet.
What about their sons and?
Some joined, some did not. Some of my friends, close friends, joined. And they were joined as private soldiers. They went to Burma, friend. They all died. They went in the first brigade, Gandhi Brigade. And if I'm not mistaken, that brigade was led by Shanawas, the man who has written that report. And they all expired there. Four or five of them, my friends. My same village people. They were ordinary soldiers.
So after your this exam at Bras Basah Road, did you enroll in ASA school immediately?
No, I mean, from here they send us to ASA school. Once we got through the exam, but the enrollment was done at Bras Basah Road, and immediately we were sent there for training.
So the result was announced on the spot?
Not on the spot, the third day or fourth day. Not on the spot.
So, were you informed about your result? And
yes.
About the enrollment?
Enrollment and everything. And I scored the second highest mark. Gandhinath was first.
So, you enrolled at Bras Basah Road?
Yes. And then you were sent there for training at ASA.
By what means to
send you asked by? To report at ASA school, that's all.
They did not provide the transport? Or
at something? That time, there were less transport, not like now, you know. So we had to walk. It was not very far from a place where I was staying. It was only a few minutes. The transport was only very few, you know. The tram cars were running here. And few cars only in Singapore.
So tell us something about the ASA school.
You know, in ASA school, Ujjaga Singh was the commandant there. And the instructors were all by Indian instructors. The instructions were all in Hindi. And Colonel Tracy now, he was Anglo-Indian. He was teaching us some statistics. Used to come and teach us. And the training by Indian soldiers, instructors. We had a severe training. And Colonel Isan Kada was in charge for all these training centers. Colonel Isan Kada. At that time, he was a commissioned officer in the British Army. And during INA time, he was promoted as a Colonel Isan Kala. He was a Muslim. He was wholly in charge. We had a severe training. And while the training was about to finish, then I was asked to go to interpreter's class. Before I could finish my course, I was asked to go there.
Supposing they did not transfer you to the interpreter's class, how long was actually the course?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I can't remember exactly. It was about 6 months course, you know. I'm not mistaken.
And you were only there for how long?
Nearly for about to finish the course, I was transferred to interpreter's class. Almost the course was about to finish.
What about accommodations and food and uniforms?
Uniforms were supplied by the Indian Army. Food was supplied by them. But we didn't get salary. We were paid only for a few dollars for pocket expenses. We didn't have any grudge. Because we voluntarily joined, we wanted to fight for the independence very sincerely. We didn't expect any return, a salary. And what Bose told us, we don't have sufficient funds to pay you sufficient salary. You will get only pocket expenses. But after the attainment of independence, you will get all your salary in one shot. You know, after all the accumulated areas and all. So we didn't bother. We didn't go, we didn't join INA for salary.
What about the accommodation?
Accommodation was also in the building itself. We had some quarters. It was overcrowded. But of course, during one time, you cannot expect all the facilities. It was really a hardship. The food was also very poor food, not up to our present standard. But we didn't bother. We were not worried. At that time, your aim was India's independence, nothing but India's independence. We were not worried about the food, our facilities, accommodation, anything.
How bad was the food and the facility?
No, how bad means I cannot exactly tell you. It was not tasteful. It's a common food, that's all. Well, it was available only to that extent during the wartime.
Say meat and vegetables.
Sometimes we used to get meat, some rice, some quantity of rice, and sometimes fish, vegetables and all those things, chapati and all those things.
Was it sufficient for each meal?
More or less it was sufficient. But later on, I think they didn't have sufficient food. But that time I was not here, I was in Tokyo.
Then the facility, you said it was not very good. How bad, actually?
Not up to the present standard, that's all. Present standard, they have got all the facilities.
Say how many?
But during war time, you cannot expect all the facilities, you know.
Yes.
It was a hard time.
Say how many in a room or the washing?
In a room, you know, it all depends, you know. If the room is large, more people will come in. If the room is small, 10 or 15, it all depends according to the area of the room. Because, you know, those buildings were not built for men, especially for soldiers. They were residence houses.
What about the bathing?
Bathing all we had, some bed, common bathing.
Everyone has had a bed or?
Yeah, everyone had.
What about other necessity, daily necessity? Were they all provided?
What do you mean by that?
Soap, towel, toothbrush, that sort of thing.
Yes, they provided us. Not to the present standard. To some extent, they provided us.
So during your training in ASA school, did you have to get some money from your father?
No, I didn't get my father. I was badly in need of my father's money. He refused to give me. And if I'm not mistaken, once, you know, before going to Japan, they gave us leave, 1 week leave. They asked us to go and stay with our parents and come back. Actually, I didn't go back to my house. I went to Ramakrishna Mission, Norris Road. I went and stayed there. For 3 days, I didn't take my food. I was starving. I was living only on water. I didn't have even a single cent. And a friend of mine casually met me on the street. He asked, why are you so weak and pale? And I told him, just